seconds. Okay. Good morning, the captain's log, Big J. Oh, so I go Big Irish.
Big Irish.
Jay Hollinsworth. My goodness, that's like a big intro, but you need a big intro. 6'8", holy moly, you make me look like a peanut.
God, I'm like, where can I sit in this camera where I don't look fat? Maybe outside?
You look sexy as hell in this picture right now. Lighting's looking good on the captain's log. Good morning, guys. We are just leaving 105.5 The Beat. Big Irish, my man, Boston guy.
Yes, well, sir.
So how long did you live in Boston?
About 2 years.
Wow, yeah. Look at this light. My lighting tech sucks right now. We need to fix this whole technique.
Fire that guy.
God, I tell you, who said put sun in this light, in this camera angle? Hey, Anna, good morning. So you were 2 years in Boston.
Yes.
And now where do you live?
I live in Hawthorne, part of Inglewood, right by LAX. And started in Boston. Then I was in Seattle for about 5 years. And then moved to LA like 5 years ago.
So how did the move from Boston to LA go for you? Because you were going East Coast, West Coast style.
Yeah, I lived a lot of different places growing up. Like I've started in Portland, Oregon, lived in Seattle, Washington, Sacramento, Tampa, Florida.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, and then Boston. Boston's by far my favorite city I ever lived.
Really?
Yeah, I love the history. What's up, Anna?
Anna's the best. I'm meeting up with her today, too. We do some stuff on social media together. She's fun. And hi, Anna. So, yeah, are you sharing this now?
I don't want people to think I'm not paying attention.
Well, you're not. You're not.
I respect the captain. I'm just sitting here trying to get this up here so I can share the link. Let's do a photo here.
All right, so we're not only live, we're doing a photo.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
That's my dumb face.
He likes to do photos in the middle of my live. This is my show, damn it.
I'm trying to get it out.
I'm trying to do it. All you have to do is hit share.
Oh, man. I'm putting it on Instagram, though.
This guy's going all out over here. My goodness. He's trying to get his whole fan base on one show. I'll tell you. But look, there's a cop behind us. This guy is probably going to pull us over. I'll tell him we're on the captain's log.
Offer him some free tickets.
Yeah. You know what it is that we got to go this way to get your coffee. You need a coffee? Is that why?
I'm fine with, like, we can do 7-Eleven. I'll just get a Starbucks can. Right. You know, that's what's weird is, like, living in Seattle, Starbucks is, you know, whatever, the god of coffee, and I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, because you spent some time in Boston. I mean,
Dunkin'
is the way to go, right?
Oh, yeah.
I tell everybody, I'm a Dunkin' fan. Like, don't bring me that Starbucks. I don't like Starbucks.
I'm actually not a big coffee guy, but when I was in...
I imagine Starbucks is not going to endorse the captain's log at these days.
That's right.
Maybe Dunkin's going to jump on board.
Exactly.
They'll see the value.
That's
obviously
what you want anyways.
They see the value in that. I like a man that likes his products.
Yes. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to type this.
Yeah. You're a great guest. I appreciate it. It's very good. Otherwise, I'd have nobody. I mean, it would be very interesting. It'd be fun. But I do have to, take a different route because today, you know, we're not in my vehicle. My vehicle has tinted windows on the front and the back.
Really?
So, yeah, have to for the lighting for the show, right?
Whose vehicle is this?
This is just a rental because my car, I'm getting a new one, and they have to trick it all out. So it comes on Friday, the new one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been in the shop for a week. Well, I'm having the whole thing all blacked out, like, you know.
Are you doing flat black?
Everything. The whole car. Taking all the chrome, everything right off of it.
Dude, that's
the wheels, everything.
That's what I want to do. I have a Chrysler 300. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Just
so it's gonna
murdered
be
out.
It's the captain's edition. That's what I always call them. The captain's edition. So now we have a proper light. We're back.
There we go.
Jay is actually going to be my guest now. Are you paying attention?
I'm almost done. That one last place.
Oh, one more place. We need to get every person.
I'm trying to. Come on.
Every person on social media has to know about your live right now. This is very important.
It is. You get it.
I do. I'm going to pull in. Let's see.
That's the first time you said that, right?
No. We're actually not going to get a coffee until we're done with the captain's log.
All right, that's fine.
Because otherwise, there's no drive-thrus on this route.
That's fine. Hey, whatever you need.
So we're driving. But, so this is your first time in Naples, huh?
Yes. Which one's you?
Which one is me? None of those.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Trying to tag you on this.
You don't have to tag it. You could do that all that later. Just hit share and later edit
right.
It. This guy, he's killing me over here.
All right, we're done. I'm getting rid of the phone.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
So you're in Naples.
Yes.
And what's the plan? You're going to be here all week.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that. you told me that you're from Boston, I guess, but I don't remember that. But
yeah,
finding out that you are from Boston, that's great. Another Boston dude.
And then Bob Marley's going to be here.
He's the best.
Yeah, I love him. Love him. And he does all his Boston accents, which is...
Yeah.
He's got the deepest Boston accent. Oh, him and my mom, they get along really good.
Oh, your mom too?
Oh, my God. My mom has got the accent. She's only been here for 20 years, but she hasn't lost a single vowel. Dude, not a single one, dude. Everything is, like, so drawn out. It's great.
That's the best accent. I remember when I was living in Boston, or no, I had left Boston. I came back to go to a Pats game, and I was with my buddy. And usually I would go from South Station on the train to the game. But this time we were at a different station going to the game. I'd never been to it. And so, like my buddy, I told him how Boston people are just blunt.
Yeah.
So I go up to the guy at the ticket booth because we don't know the area. I'm like, hey, is this where we catch the Pats train? And he's like, yeah. And I go, is there any place we were supposed to line up? And he goes, you see that statue over there? Just go stand by that. And I was like, all right. And I go, do you know what time it gets here? He goes, yeah, when it gets here.
So like, perfect.
Yeah. So
very
I go
good.
Over to my buddy. He's like, where do we stand? I go, I guess by this statue.
How long had you been in Boston?
This is after I left. And we came back to visit and brought some buddies with me. I'm actually back in Boston St. Paddy's Day, actually for like 3 weeks, but I'm doing Nick's Comedy Stop, which is my home club.
That is.
That's the oldest one running in Boston.
So Nick's, where is Nick's now? Didn't they move?
It's right next to the Wilbur. And then they used to have Tommy's Comedy Lounge. It's so funny. They had Nick's Comedy Stop on one end of a street, and then literally on the other end of the street was Tommy's Comedy Lounge, owned by the same guys.
Yeah.
And Tommy's Comedy Lounge, there was one rule: you could not talk about the Blue Man Group because the Blue Man Group performed there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you could. Can we swear on this thing?
It's kind of a family show. But
okay,
we
won't
say
swear
whatever
then.
You want.
No, you could make fun of anybody other than the Blue Man Group.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you could talk politics. You could talk whatever. Just
I don't really have any roles at the club.
Oh, that's good.
No, I'm good. Like yeah. It's pretty much open for whatever.
I mean, Bob's audience, I know, it's probably going to be, that'll be a cleaner set.
Yeah, he does a little cleaner show, but I'll tell you, he can bring some funny, though.
Oh, dude, yeah. He is a crusher. I can tell you that story now that I was going to say.
Yeah, let's hear the story. All right,
so, and I'm going to be butchering some of the details because I don't remember all of them. But,
okay.
So...
That's great. Did we get the half-ass version
yeah,
of the
exactly.
Captain Vlog? I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, have Bob tell you the full version.
I do appreciate that.
I mean, yeah, this is the Cliff Notes version. Now, Bob and I were working at Tempe Improv together, and he was telling me about this story. There used to be a club in Boston, I guess, that was owned by, like, a mobster.
Okay.
Irish mobster.
Okay.
That guy apparently was in jail. And then his son, I believe it was his son, was like running it. And Bob was telling me his son was like just a sweetheart. And Bob would always go there, work out sets and stuff. And then he shows up one night and that guy, the kid, is gone. And no idea why. Everybody, he's like, we'll say his name's Jimmy. I don't know if that was his name. But he's like, do you know where Jimmy is? And everybody's like, no, dude, we haven't seen him. So, doesn't ever see Jimmy again, right? Flash forward, I think he said it was like 15 years later. He's doing the Tempe Improv.
Yeah.
Gets done with the show. Is walking to his rental car, and this is probably 1:30 at night, you know.
Right.
And from the bushes, he just hears, "Hey, Bobby," and he's like, "What? Hey, Bobby?" And he goes, he looks, and he sees it's the kid.
Really?
And he goes, "Jimmy?" He goes, "Yeah. Hey, how are you?" And then he goes, "Jim, what are you doing here?" And he goes, "Oh, I saw your name. I thought I'd come and say hi." And he was like, "Were you at the show?" And he goes, "No." And he goes, "Do you live here?" And then the guy goes, "I don't know, maybe." And then he goes, "Well, do you want to get a beer or something?" And he goes, "Nah, I can't. I just wanted to come and say hi." He's like, "It's good seeing you, Bobby. You have a good one."
That's it.
And then that was it.
Done.
And that to me is terrifying.
Yeah.
That you're just walking out to your car and then some guy you haven't seen.
Right.
I guess I think he was in like a witness protection or something.
Yeah.
But you have to ask Bob for the full details.
Oh my God.
I think there's some other stuff in there that I left out, but I did. That story cracks me up. Hey, Bobby.
So how did you get into comedy?
So I was, before comedy, I taught MMA for 15 years.
Yeah.
Had a school for a couple years. I was.
How many times did you break your nose?
Never broke my nose.
No? They can't reach it at 6'8".
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why. Who the hell's going to hit your nose? 6'8".
I jacked my knee up pretty bad though, like doing like jujitsu and stuff. Just had knee surgery like in May, partial knee replacement.
Okay.
It was like bone on bone, but yeah. So I was working at Yahoo as an operations manager. This is all before
Yahoo,
comedy.
Like as in the digital.
Yahoo.com.
Yeah. Okay. Yahoo.
I used to be pretty wicked smart.
Really?
Yeah. So I was at Yahoo as an operations manager, and I used to come out to Boston all the time. I remember the first time I came to Boston. My pops, who played for the Patriots, he's like, you're not going to want to come back. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you're going to love it. And sure enough, every time I would come out there, I was like, man, I want to live here. So I made a goal that I wanted to get a job in Boston and have that company pay to move me out. So I got a job as a director of technical support for an online data storage company, moved out there. I'm doing that. I'm making crazy money. And then I'd asked a girl out one night, and previous to this, I'd always thought about doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And I'd actually started writing some ideas, but just never got the balls to do it, you know?
Right.
So I'd asked this girl out on a date, and she was like, well, I can't do it Wednesday because I have, what'd she say? I have comedy class. So I was like, oh, what's that? So she sends me a link to the Boston Center for Adult Education. And they had like pottery classes, cooking, all this stuff. And then...
Who taught the comedy class?
His name's Dana J. Byrne, who's now a good buddy of mine. And she was taking an improv class, and I saw one for stand-up. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. So I took the stand-up class, and I remember, as you know, like with comedy classes, you have a graduation show. Everybody has their friends
everybody
and family comes.
Right.
Everybody does great. So I told Dana, I was like, I want to do a different show. Is there some show I can go up on? Because I want to earn my laughs. Like if I bomb, I want to bomb. Yeah. If it's funny, I want my laughs. So. He's like, call this guy. So I call this guy, Scotty Lombardo, who's like a legend in Boston. And he's like, well, I got the show. You can take bullets. So I was like, sure. So I go down there, and on this show, it's a showcase show. I had no business being on. It's me, Shane Moss.
Yeah, I know Shane.
Mike Kaplan.
Yeah.
Tyler Bowe.
I don't know Tyler.
What's his name? Dan Crone, who's a crusher in Boston. He's like a Boston guy. And... this guy Brian Moot and Andrew Slater.
I know Brian as well. Yeah,
all these guys, and I had no business to be on.
Yeah.
And so I do 8 minutes of awful stand up, and I got paid. The first time I ever did stand up, got paid. And I remember when Scotty gave me the money, I was like, I definitely don't deserve this. So I just bought beers for everybody else with my money, and then I was hooked. I mean, it's interesting. I'm sure you from talking to other comics, a lot of comics will say like, oh, I got that first laugh, and then it was like a drug, or I was hooked, or whatever. It's never been that necessarily to me. Like, not to sound like a...
You haven't got the first laugh yet?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on it.
These tickets
hopefully
are
this
not
weekend.
Going well right
hopefully
now.
This weekend. No, it's like I've always been able to, you know, make my buddies laugh or family laugh, but to me, it's always like been the science of comedy. Like, even that first set, as soon as I got off, immediately, I was like, okay... Why did this work? Why did they laugh at this when I wasn't expecting it? This guy said something. I wish I would have said this. And, you know, it's always been that, like, how to figure out the jokes. You know, I love the, you know, you'll have a premise in your head. And in your head, you're like, I know this is funny, and it's not working, it's not working. And then you literally change one word or, like, your voice inflection.
It does everything.
And it, it's crazy.
Sure. Well, that's cool. So now that you're in Naples.
Thanks, Koba.
Yeah, Koba's great. He's at the club all the time. He's an aspiring comic. He's been doing well. He came to me and said, I want to be a comedian. I said, all you got to do is get on every stage you can. Yep. He's doing it well. He's doing good for himself.
Yeah, speaking of that,
Mike McCarthy. Look.
Boston
guy.
Mike.
Yeah. That's
oh, look at that.
Right there, right?
What's up, Mike? Yeah, speaking of that, what you were just telling Koba. So I'm in Boston, been doing stand-up there for about a year and a half. And then that job that paid all this great money laid me off. So I'm like, okay, well, I definitely am not going to be able to afford this place that I've been living in, and talked to a buddy of mine that lived in Seattle. He was like, you can live here. You can live in my place. Just pay like $500 a month flat. So that's when I moved to Boston, collected unemployment for like 2 years. And just like he was saying, Koba, I just grinded. I was like, there's no excuse. You know, and I often say, I was like, some people think I'm funny, some won't. That's fine. I can't control that. Only thing I can control is how hard I work. And I always used to say, like, I don't want anybody to outwork me. So I just started hitting the every open mic, multiple open mics I could every night. And then I think 2 years after I moved to Seattle, I got a job as the house MC at Parlor Live Comedy Club in Bellevue, Washington, which was at the time was like the only
A-grade. What does that pay? How much does that pay?
So I was telling the guy of the guy that hired me when he was offering me this job, I go, look, I'm getting $650 a week in unemployment. So I was like, I need to make that at least.
Yeah.
So they put a little sugar on top of that. So I think I was making around $750 or $800, allegedly IRS.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
That's interesting. That really is cool.
And yeah, and that was for a comic, that's amazing. I mean, you know, it's five sold out shows
good, exactly.
every weekend. A comics, you know, and I did that for 3 years.
So now you have a podcast, right?
Yep.
And how long you been around the podcast?
5 years, about 5 years.
Yeah.
I started out originally, it was just me.
It's the Hollings Worthless show.
Yeah, the Hollings Worthless show.
Yeah.
And I started out where it was just me and I would, you know, rant or talk or whatever. And I don't know why, but I would literally yawn probably 50 times in an hour. I don't know why. I wouldn't be tired. I would just be talking and then just, and people would be like, why are you yawning? I have no idea. My best buddy, Kane, who's a comic, Kane Holloway, we came up together in Seattle, he came on as the co-host, and I've just been doing it since.
But you stopped yawning.
Yeah. I have no idea why.
It was just a nervous habit.
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. I wouldn't be tired. I'd be wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and then I'd get on there and just, and I'd be like, yeah, and then I went down. It's the worst.
That was on the radio, on the podcast.
Yes.
But did you do the yawning all the time?
Yeah. It wasn't intentional. It was
just a yawn.
Yeah. And I wouldn't stop. I would just keep going.
Would you make other people yawn?
I have no idea. I mean, people would always comment. Like, I literally, it was probably maybe 20 episodes I did just solo. And then and then brought on Kane, brought on another buddy, Phil Fox, who's like a psycho.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. Well, we're going to be right now heading over to Big Mama and the Wabunch. We're going to 103.9. We're going to be on 96K Rock with Jeff Zito. If you guys have free time on your hands and you want to watch or listen more to us, you certainly can tune in. But this is the Captain's Log. Irish J, we're in the house. We're going to be all weekend in Naples, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
It was a great time.
Is this it? What, we're done already?
Yeah, I'm done talking to you.
I thought we were building something.
No, I'm not talking to you. Anna wants to talk to me. She says it's nice, so we're out of here.
It took me this long just to set it up on my Instagram. Come on.
That was the whole thing. It's like, you know, we're going nowhere quick, but we're sinking on the Captain's Log.
Oh, come on.
We're done.